Rafaela. Hope this gets onto the website. Okay, thank you, Leigh, for your help. Thank you, Yaakov Weinstein. Okay, we spoke yesterday about the Shiloh. If a husband doesn't want a child to say Kaddish for his wife, so do you listen to the husband or do you listen to the wife? So the Beis Yosef says you listen to the husband, even though he's shutting down the wife because and the Yamshul Shlomit says no. It's only if you have a choice of doing one for the other, but a husband can't shut down a wife. That's not cool. Therefore, he says not like that. We said the Beis Yosef says anyway, if she's dead, then it's as if they are divorced. But obviously, the Beis Yosef doesn't learn that way. So the Piskei Tshuva, it says the same type of thing would be if the husband died. Now, we yesterday wanted to be mechalek between the husband dying and the wife dying. Because maybe when the husband dies, so then it's like they're divorced. Because the misas habaal is a matir. You know the story of the Chassam Sofer? Anyone here related to the Chassam Sofer? Oh, an Einikol. I remember that from first year. An Einikol. You know the story of the Chassam Sofer? Someone didn't want to give his wife a get. So the Chassam Sofer said to him, listen, the Mishnah says there's two ways a woman becomes mutter. Either get, misas habaal, you choose. And he got very angry, ran out of the room, and got run over by a horse and died. With what? With his father-in-law. Kivegel, you mean? Kivegel, Chassam Sofer. They did it together. Anyway. So that's what we're talking about. If there's a problem, listen to us tomorrow or not. Right, maybe I don't have to really listen to him under those circumstances. Could be. The machloikas. Okay. Now the Gemara says, how much do you have to do? Keep it of aim. Say ure'ei. We said, what do you usually say? Tashma means come and listen. This is go and see. Why are we saying go and not come? We said, because who are we learning from? Agoye. Right? And usually we're learning from inaveinig. This is from Oisaveining. Why do we say Re'ei? So we thought seeing is believing. I was saying something different because Shema, aside from meaning here, means it means to comprehend and accept. Shema Yisrael means Mekabel. You have to accept. We don't accept this because what he did was a little bit extreme. What this dumb Ben Nesina did. What was extreme about it? First of all, we said the Aruch HaShulchan said that your father is going to be Tzafrid and you're allowed to wake him. So why was his father not Tzafrid? We said maybe his father was a loony. Right? His mother was a loony. Maybe his father was a loony. So that's not normal. Normal fathers don't do that. So don't do this. Do not try this at home. Another reason was because we said it's only Bishel. I've given up aim. So why is he losing his own money? He says the Sheet to show me is only an example. That's why the Ben Yoyedis, his name was Dama. Dama is from a Lashon of Dimyon, Domeh, which is similar. Just an example, but do not try this at home. That was one pshat we said. Now we said Lamaisa, the Rishonim say another pshat. Why over here he has to lose money? First of all, because he's not spending money; he's just not gaining. And there you have to cause your own loss of gain or lack of gain for your father. The other thing was over here, it's not just for covet of your father, but not to be mitzayir your father. Maybe you have to spend money. Those are two pshat from the Tzitzit Rosh. Why are we going to a goy? So we say the Maral says goyim are particularly exceptional in kibbut av because it's not a lot. It's not the mice. So you don't. There's not. It's not money. Not expense. People have a different. A different feeling to lose some money and just not making money. That's human nature. In halacha, if you cause someone not to do, let's say someone's going to a business deal and you stall them. Let's say you're in the car in front of them and you don't drive and you're just waiting there. And then he misses his business deal. Not even Grumma. Not Garmin. Zero. It's not a loss. Unluckily, it's not a loss. It's just... that much you have to do, says the Rush. Okay, why do we go to a guy? Says the Maral. Goyim are good at keeping out of aim. Why? It's much more natural for them. Because for them, they value Olam Hazeh, and your father and your mother bring you to Olam Hazeh. But we have a much bigger value for Olam Haba, so we have a harder time. What? Very good. You know, he said, they wanted this for the Urim V'Tumim. So he said that it was a dysfunctional Urim V'Tumim. So the Yidden were giving money for a dysfunctional Urim V'Tumim, and he was doing Kibud Av V'Aim for a dysfunctional parent, and that was Kiilu, Zekin and Gezeh, the same type of thing we had with the Parah Aduma, which is a Chayk B'loy Tam. Anyway, what else did we speak about over here? Oh, God of Metzuvah V'Aisa, Misha Eina Metzuvah V'Aisa. We asked, why is that the case? We said there are Pshatim Toysvis, Tois Rosh, Tois Riazaki, and the Ritva. And then we asked the question, it's a Katan. This was huge, my friends. I want you to appreciate the magnitude of the Chiddush. Let's see, is Rabbi Yari here? Rabbi Glantz here? No Rabbi Glantz. Rabbi Yari? Rabbi Sumpolansky? Can you bring me a rabbi? Let's get a rabbi over here, folks. Any rabbi, pick your rabbi, choose your rabbi. Young rabbi, old rabbi, bearded rabbi, no bearded rabbi. Rapping rabbi, no rapping rabbi. Just bring a rabbi. They weren't working. So you can bring Rabbi Shalom. Rabbi Erling, you're also, are you busy? Oh, Rabbi Isai, Dayone Mumchen we have over here. Here goes. Rabbi Isai, we have a Shaila. The Gemara state, Godala Mitzvah V'Oiseh, Mimi she'eino mitzvah v'oise. The shaila is a katan, mitzvah v'oise or eino mitzvah. Wait, three choices. Either a katan is a garnished mitgarnished, lakshin and beblach, because he's a katan and he's totally out, or a katan is an eino mitzvah v'oise, or a katan is a mitzvah v'oise. Which one is a katan? Think about it. Don't say your answer first, if you don't mind. Please try to process. A katan is a garnished mitgarnished. He's like a baby cow. He has no das. He's sitting there. He's a garnished, mid-garnished, zero from nothing. He's not a mitzvah vaisa. He's not an eina mitzvah. An isha is an eina mitzvah vaisa. She has mitzvahs. She has das. She has stuff. She's an eina mitzvah vaisa. Grada on a mitzvah. Sasishas man drama. She's an eina mitzvah vaisa. Aber a katan is that a garnished. But their name. He's not mechuyev, but a mitzvah. Or comes a mitzvah v'oisa. Velechem, Rabbi Yisai. Or plead the fifth. What do you want to think about it? He's a cotton. He's chayev zilcho. Nothing, never. I mean, not, he will be when he's 13. But now, nothing across the board. No chiyuv, zero chiyuv, zilch. No chiyuv. It's not the chiyuv nadarim. Yeah, but he gets the einish for it? Zero, zilch, absolutely not. no einish, no nothing. Until he hits 13, he's totally free to do whatever he pleases. Except for chinuch, whatever you want to do. So is he a einam? Is he a garnished and garnished? He's a little baby cow, a monkey. So is that a einam mitzvah voisa? So is a mitzvah voisa? Garnished and garnished. Garnished and garnished.
So we.
So we said in Shir that the oil of belt nemt on is a garnished with garnished. Over the Gilyani Hashan, this is a mitzvah ve'oise! Mitzvah! Mitzvah ve'oise! He's already mitzvah ve'oise, katan. Right? What's next? We understood the pshat like this. A katan has mitzvahs. Why? A katan has mitzvahs. He has mitzvahs. This is a yid. He's a zachar. He has mitzvahs. He has no obligations. He's not responsible for his mitzvahs. But if a katan does a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. He's a mitzvah voice. He's just not responsible. I cannot be responsible, but etzem he has a mitzvah. He's a mitzvah voice. And Isha has no mitzvah. She never will have a mitzvah. She's not. It's not the pshat that we don't hold her responsible. It's not her mitzvah, Michal. Yeah. It's his mitzvah. We wanted to be mechadish based on this. Mechadish based on this. If a cotton counts svira, so then it becomes a bar mitzvah. It can be mamshach mitzvah brocha. What do you mean? He didn't count. He did. What do you mean? It's a cotton. It's a nothing. It's a behemoth. It's a garnish. It's a mitzvah ve'oiseh. Knows not to trust me. He knows. I always tell the Bacham, never trust me. Don't trust me. A cousin, if it's just a pshat, is a total holder responsible. As long as he has das, and that's the pshat why a cousin can have as well. No, he can also. He can have the dorm.
She has the tzibonu, she's part of the tzibui. He has no tzibuyim.
driveway site. Gemara said over here, why was it that he was happy to be a mitzvah v'oitza, or he was happy to be an eidah mitzvah v'oitza? Why was he? What was he getting happy about? Because the Gemara Bakama says he wanted to get more star. I have a shayla. The eidah liyoes the shayla. I'll see a kavod of mishan shas a kavod parad. The oil was saying a good shot. The oil was saying that maybe he was doing the mitzvah to do the mitzvah, but once he's doing it, you know, obviously you want to get stars. That's a good thing, but that wasn't my motivating factor. But it's just a very good, not motivating factor. It's just a good kickback, good side effect. But I wanted to say for Moshe Shapiro something else, that Makabel Prat. A prat just means a bad dog. Hashem tells him to get schar. What are you supposed to do? Hashem, I don't want the schar. Like, well, of course, you can't like not make the schar a factor. That's okay. He said he wanted to make a suda. Yeah. Okay. So why is he doing that? Why is he not living here, encouraged such stuffing lifestyle? Last thing we said is Yamsha Shloima, not last thing. Yamsha Shloima says from here is Makoto Bar Mitzvah. Why? He said once he found that he's naive, he made a Suda. So we asked Moshe Feinstein the question, why don't we make a Vas Mitzvah? So somebody wanted to say, because not as chayiv as he could be. He could be a lot more chayiv, right? She's only getting like half, you know what I mean? She's only getting half of a deal. So therefore, there's no reason to celebrate. We said, and the Moshe specific reasons. I'll give you an example, okay? This is my example. I like to give it. When I was around 6, I wanted to be a firefighter. When I was around 8, I wanted to be a baseball player. When I was around 10, I wanted to be a dentist. When I was 12, I wanted to be a baseball player again. Until I was around 20, by the way. And then eventually, I wanted to be a Talmud Chacham. When I was 4, I wanted to be a Talmud Chacham. When I was 6, I wanted to be a baseball player, firefighter, lawyer, dentist, back to baseball player. Anyway, my point is that children can't be held responsible for consequences because they don't understand them. Those 13. So he knows what he's doing, but he doesn't know the consequences. He can't think long term. Okay, you could think it's not true. Right. They're making decisions. They know what they're thinking, but they can't be all responsible because they're always changing. They're changing their opinion. It's an opinion. They know. You ask a little kid, do you want a matchbox car, or do you want a helicopter? He'll say he wants a matchbox car. He doesn't know. He doesn't have DAS. No, 4-year-old. He has no DAS. A 12-and-a-half-year-old will have DAS to make a decision, but decisions that have repercussions, he cannot be held responsible because he will change his mind. He will be full of regrets. He's a child. Right? In truth, they're not a Baruch until he's 20. Because you're not a Baruch in Shemayim until you're 20. There's a certain degree of einish that we do not punish a person until they're 20 years old. Yes. In Shemayim, they won't punish them. I'm not sure exactly how it works, 100%, but you have a certain degree of das, but it's not complete. Your brain doesn't finish developing until you're 20 years old. That's what... So it's enough chayiv that you can understand to make those decisions, but not enough held responsible for function. I can't tell you exactly how the division goes. Okay, Rabbi, let's finish up.
I want to just end over here. Last thing we spoke about was the Sphere and Tysus. Tysus Bayat says, from here we see that Nashim can make a bracha mitzvah as man grama. Why? Because if not, then how could Rabbi Yosef have been so excited that he's putzer and mitzvah, he can't make a bracha? Tysus is clearly equating Nashim to Suma. And Tysus in Baba Kama says that Suma's chai midrabanon, and Nashim are putzer even midrabanon. Why? Because the Suma, we don't have to be like a Sheget Gomer. Nashim at least will be lukewarm. So we see there's a difference between them. Says the Rashba, can't be that you're right, because if that's true, so then, Suma's chai midrabanon, so then, for sure, what is Rabbi Yosef saying over here? Lo mifkada, and I didn't do it, it's chai midrabanon. We said the chayra that there's a spirit of Isis. So it's chai midrabanon, Vani can make a bracha. Suma's not chai at all, can make a bracha. Nashmar and Chayvel can make a bracha. But Suma can make a bracha. It's a Sphere and Tysus. Does anyone remember who made this era? And we will continue with that and more of Beis Hashem, hopefully, on Sunday. And that is all for now.